What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Dr. Victoria Coates, hello, my friend.
Happy Thursday, Rich. How are you?
Happy Friday Eve, Dr. Coates. I'm doing great. I got to tell you, I think, objectively speaking, this trip for the president has been a home run for him.
It's been a grand slam. To borrow a baseball analogy, it's been incredible. I've been hearing from all of my friends in the Gulf how thrilled they all are with what's happened, and it just goes to show you, as he said, let's trade deals, not missiles. And this is exactly the right kind of policy for the Middle East.
And this idea of saying, hey, you know, you can make money instead of us fighting each other all the time. We can make some money here. This observation that I had, Dr. Coates, was when the president said, we're going to drill, baby, drill, and we're going to end all the green nonsense, and we're actually going to produce oil in this country again. I mean, I think it was a wake-up call to these Gulf states that they can't just bully us around anymore with OPEC, and so they might as well come to the table and do some business with us.
We actually found this in the first term, which was, we don't actually need that product anymore, and so the United States is no longer going to the Gulf. The president of the United States is not going to the Gulf as a supplicant. He's going as a competitor. And what we've seen over the last 36 hours is he can go as a friendly competitor and we can all start to work together. But it's not like the old days where it was a trade-off for oil for security. No, This is a whole new playing field.
Now, talk to me about the idea, and it was something that when you were in the White House, you worked on with Avi and with Jared Kushner, the Abraham Accords. How does that fit into this idea of saying Saudi Arabia, Syria, Israel, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, they can all be friends, they can all work together, these Muslim countries working with the Jewish state of Israel?
Well, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. So you have the Abraham Accords, which we were able to do, and we were very honored to have Jared give us the Abraham Accords Peace Institute. It's now part of the Heritage Foundation as of last month. That was a very big deal for us. So we did UAE, Morocco, Bahrain, very important countries. But, you know, the question mark is Saudi Arabia. And the president said in his speech in Riyadh on the 13th, it is my fervent wish, he said, it is my hope that there is an Abraham Accord between Saudi Arabia and Israel. in 2017, when he made his first trip to Riyadh, if he had said that, it would have been, I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, the streets would have run with blood. You know, the sky would have fallen. How could you have even said that? He said that publicly in Riyadh on Tuesday, and nobody batted an eye. So it really doesn't matter when it happens. It's obviously about to happen. And you know, this is such an incredible achievement. It was unimaginable in the past. And so what he did in his first trip in 2017, what he's doing in his second trip in 2025 is historic. And it's fantastic for the region.
For people that don't really understand, why is this so historic? I mean, you turn on TV, you see the pictures of the images of the pomp and circumstance with the Arabian horses and you know, it all looks amazing.
Don't forget about the camels,
right? And if I were in studio right now, I'm in D.C., I would play the drop of Matt DeSantis saying those are some good-looking camels, but I don't have the ability to do that right now, so he's off the hook. But what makes it so historic, Dr. Coates?
It's this normalization. It is totally fine for the American president to be going to these different capitals. And the other thing I'll add is it after the president's trip in 2017, literally the next month, we had this horrible break in the Gulf, what we called the rift, where UAE and Bahrain and Saudi decided to try to cut off Qatar, which was one of the stops on the president's trip this week. And I think we need to deal with that up front. And when they did that in 2017, each of them lobbied us like you wouldn't believe to be on the other side. And the president's directive to us was we need all of them. So we're going to keep talking to all of them. And we're going to keep engaging with all of them. And that's what we did in 2017. And that's what he did this year. And that's critically important because there are a lot of folks who will tell you who are on somebody's payroll that they've figured out what the answer is in the Gulf. No, we need all of them. And that's the president's message this week.
And do you think it will actually lead to a lasting peace? Because one of the things I've observed is, well, two things. He wants peace. He's very really saying that over and over again. We want peace. And you could argue the Trump doctrine is peace. And also he was very adamant about no more nation building, which, of course, now you have some people who are upset by that. This idea that we can spread democracy around the world and we can. But we just can't. I mean, these countries are these countries and they want to you know, they're going to run their country how they want to run their country. But the way I look at it is if we do business with them, there's incentives for them to actually have peace. But is it fair to say that, I mean, if you look at the Trump doctrine, it's that. It's a lasting peace. It's a realignment of the Middle East so that these countries have an incentive to not kill each other. And then also at the same time, we, the United States of America, end this fantasy that we can actually, you know, spread democracy to these countries that clearly don't want it.
Exactly what he said in Riyadh, which is we're going to stop telling you what to do. And we're going to stop trying to make mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia into Virginia or Pennsylvania or any state or commonwealth you may care to mention. We are going to accept you for what you are and see what you wanted to do together. And that, to me, is the best way to go forward. For the countries that we have been successful with, think of Imperial Japan. Think of, you know, Germany. Think of Italy. Think of all of the countries on the Axis during the Second World War. They have all come to be wonderful, productive, democratic, capitalist partners to the United States. We can achieve this going forward with the Middle East, but let them go on their pace and look at all the good changes that are happening in all three of the countries that he visited. You know, I've driven a car in Saudi Arabia. I've done business in both Doha and Abu Dhabi, and nobody has actually ever asked me to cover my head in any of those three countries. And so this is all very possible, but it's not going to happen if we try to dictate to them. And that's what I think the president showed this week.
Dr. Victoria Coates is with us today. It's always great to have her, the vice president of the Davis Institute for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation and the author of the book Battle for the Jewish State. But obviously the question is Iran, and the question is Iran wants a nuclear enrichment program. The United States does not want Iran, obviously, to have a nuclear missile. Iran says we could do an advanced enrichment uranium program that won't lead to a missile, but I've heard experts say that that's ridiculous and it's fantasy. So how do we deal with Iran as we come out of this, as the president gets ready to do his final day tomorrow in the Mideast and then head back?
No, this is the big question, and we're about to publish our position paper on this with Dr. Roberts at Heritage. I mean, our feeling is that the president needs all of his range of options. He's hearing from folks who say the only option is a nuclear strike, and he's hearing from folks who are saying a nuclear strike isn't possible. And we're trying to lay out a path by which, yes, we want to try diplomacy. And the only way diplomacy will be successful is if the Iranians, and they are a tough crowd, we are not dealing with patsies here. If they think there is a serious option for a military strike on the table, they may come to a good deal. But in a funny way, you've got to bring those two camps together. So the president needs both of those options on the table to get to a peaceful resolution. But the other thing, and I think this is really important, Rich, is if you do have to use military force, it does not necessarily mean World War III. We have everything from 1988, from Operation Praying Mantis with President Reagan, to 2020, when the president took out Qasem Soleimani. The Iranians generally respond to force with weakness. They tend to power back because they don't have every capability in the world. And one of the things the president did this week was went to Al Udeid Air Force Base in Qatar. That he hardly would have gone there if that was vulnerable to Iranian missiles. It's not. And so, you know, we have to both be very clear that diplomacy is our first option, but at the same time, a targeted strike is not immediately World War III. So we've got two camps. I want to bring them together. I want to get to the middle, get to all the options for the president, and I think we can take care of this problem.
All right, so then let's turn to the other problem, which is Ukraine and Russia. I want to get your reaction, if I could, Dr. Coates, to the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. Actually, before I do that, before I leave the Middle East, I just have one clip to share with you. Play it, Justin.
It's over!
I'll tell you what,
it's
skimming
over!
Through these photos, these are pretty good-looking camels.
Yeah.
There you go, Dr. Coates. Would you like to react to that audio clip as well?
Well, I mean, I cannot defer to Matt's appreciation for camels. I mean, these are really good-looking camels. And, you know, what you get, I mean, even more, I mean, you could get the horses, you can get the camels, all these things in the Middle East. So maybe we should go on a tour.
Yeah. I mean, they had a camel beauty pageant. I just never thought in my life I'd hear a grown man actually say, those are some fine-looking camels. But anyway. All right, let's move over to Russia, Ukraine.
You know they do surgery on them and they put eyelashes on them.
You mean like they do like transgender surgery on the camels, or they give them implants, or what do they do?
Implants.
Wow, that's good. I want to be the camel doctor who gets that contract for the government. All right, let's move over to Russia, Ukraine. Here is the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. This potential meeting now between the Russians, the Ukrainians, Turkey, and Cut 26.
But I want to be frank. I don't think we have high expectations of what will happen tomorrow. And frankly, at this point, I think it's abundantly clear that the only way we're going to have a breakthrough here is between President Trump and President Putin. It's going to require that level of engagement to have a breakthrough in this matter. I don't think anything productive is actually going to happen from this point forward until they engage in a very frank and direct conversation, which I know President Trump is willing to do.
Do you think that might be closer to
the Well, the president is impatient to end this war.
What do you think, Dr. Coates? Is it? It's going to take the president being involved, I think, right?
No, it will. And there were indications today that everyone's calendar has been scrubbed for Friday, for tomorrow. Maybe there will be a meeting between the two presidents, either involving President Zelensky or not. But I think this is going to have to be a conversation between President Trump, particularly after this Middle East trip, where he's showed how much power he has, and President Putin, who has done no such thing. So I think this could be a moment for President Trump to really lay down the law. And I hope it is, because we've been talking about this for 3 years now, Rich, about Ukraine, and I'm ready for it to be wrapped up.
Yeah, me too. Obviously, no doubt about that. All right, Dr. Coates, listen, I appreciate you as always, and please get her book, Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. And Dr. Coates, I just want to let you know, you were great on the Mark Levin Show on your debut on the Great Ones program. So well done with that, by the way.
Always good to be on with Mark. I mean, he is such a hero, and I mean, we need his voice now more than ever.
And follow Dr. Coates on X at Victoria Coates. And Dr. Coates, please feel free to tune in to Ingram Engel tonight at 7 p.m. on Fox News Channel, where I will be on the show. You don't have to, but it's up to you. Okay?
Fantastic. I look forward to it. I'll be on Mornings with Maria tomorrow at 6:30.
Look at us. All right, my friend. Have a great night. Good luck tomorrow. Break a leg.
Take care.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour. On the Rich Cioli Show, brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center, grandhotelcapemay.com.
Yes, it is our happy hour, and I'm very excited to be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on June 20th. And you should make your June midweek reservations now to get the absolute best rates and those resort credits that you will get at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, grandhotelcapemay.com. There is this whole Newark issue, this Newark, New Jersey issue, which is a national story now for a lot of reasons, but you got to realize the politics of all this, okay? Democrats in New Jersey who are running for governor of New Jersey, there's several of them, but there's no one who is really leading the pack. And as usual, most of the candidates are from North Jersey. One of the candidates is from South Jersey. If you're not in the listening area, that may not mean much to you, but you have to realize, like in every other area of life, there's power dynamics, and there's a power dynamic in South Jersey that is different from North Jersey and always has been. And you have several North Jersey candidates who could theoretically all eat from the same pie, leaving a slice for the guy in South Jersey who's Steve Sweeney, who Ed Durr defeated years ago in that state senate race. But there's this congresswoman, Mikey Sherrill, and she says she's a big moderate, and she goes out there and she advocates for the SALT tax deduction to be higher, and she's a helicopter pilot. But then Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark, decides we're going to go to this immigration facility that's contracted with the federal government, and we're going to start busting their chops. We're going to bring code inspectors, and we're going to do all these things. And now there's all these stories being written about him, about how he's leaped ahead of the pack, because face it, most people don't know really who these candidates are. And as far as the diehard candidates that vote in primaries, getting arrested by the Trump administration outside of an immigration facility certainly helps you with all the crazy people who vote in the Democrat primary. So now the betting odds are that he's, well, one thing I know is for sure, He's definitely hoping he gets arrested again because this has been great for him. And here he is now comparing himself to David from the Bible. This is Ross Baraka, cut 16.
This is our David moment. This is when many of us miss our David moment because we're trying to run away from confrontation and controversy. But your crown lives in the middle of controversy. The thing that has been promised to you is surrounded by high walls, and the gates are guarded by giants. If you running from conflict and controversy, then you'll never get what was promised to you. This is our David moment. And that's what moral moment means. It's your David moment. So you can walk away and run. And so when a councilman came to the gate and was like, "Mayor, they said they're going to arrest you." That was a David moment. I could have got in the car and ran. I could say, "I'm getting out of here. Maybe they arrest me at work or my home or whatever."
You weren't going to go anywhere. Who the hell are you kidding? You wanted to get arrested, and you did everything possible to get arrested. That's what you did. That's what you did. And now it's paying off for you politically. Let's be honest. It's paying off. It's paying off for you politically because, you know, the bottom line is this. Bottom line is that nobody knew who the hell you were a week ago. And now everybody's talking about you. And I pray this guy becomes the Democrat nominee for governor. Because I think he loses. I really do. I think he loses because he's gonna clearly go and he's gonna run with that progressive lunatic mantle that Phil Murphy did, and he's going to lose the general election because New Jersey's fed up with that nonsense and he will lose. So I hope this pays off for him. So let's not mince words here. I hope that's the case and that this guy becomes the Democrat nominee for governor. I think it'd be a gift to all of us. I really do. So that's all I'm saying. And by the way, Gavin Newsom, as he continues right now, his everlasting flip-flop, the latest now is with the Menendez brothers in California, where California Governor Gavin Newsom has withdrawn his request for a clemency investigation. The move now makes the brothers' June hearing before the parole board a chance for Lyle and Eric to be granted an early release. Newsom's office confirmed to Fox News Digital that the June 13th clemency hearing is now being converted into a parole hearing, and that the office agrees that the Board of Parole hearing's recommendation to convert that to clemency to parole, saying the clemency application is still considered active. Because Newsom has to flip-flop on basically everything. So whatever he did 5 minutes ago is he's doing something new. And that's what it is in this scenario. So there you go. But no, listen, I'm telling you, honestly, the truth of the matter is this is absolutely a moment, an absolute moment for you where you're watching Democrats who are behaving like they are children, hoping that they will get their moment in the spotlight. Because they just don't know how they can take attention away from Donald Trump. And meanwhile, they're all still dealing with the fallout from Joe Biden's cognitive decline and everything else. Do you know, for example, this is amazing. CNN, you know, CNN helped cover up Biden's cognitive decline, the physical decline, all of it. And Jake Tapper, who's now the guy who wrote the book, who wants you to buy the book about how he helped cover up Biden's decline by shutting down Laura Trump, and he does owe her an apology for how he treated her in that segment. Well, now CNN actually has the audacity, the cojones, to ask Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer why she covered up Biden's cognitive decline. Pamela Brown asking the question, cut 13.
I want to move to another topic, and that is my colleague's book with Alex Thompson on President Biden's physical and cognitive decline during his time in the White House. You were a co-chair of the Biden-Harris campaign. You stuck with Biden until he dropped out of the race. Given your position in the campaign, what signs of decline did you notice?
You know, I've not read the book. I can tell you this, that if, as the book reports, cabinet members didn't have access, that tells you that, you know, as a governor in a state, you know, halfway across the country who was working her tail off, 160 stops on a bus tour that I headlined through swing states, I didn't, you know, I was busy working. I was busy doing the connection and the voter registration. And so,
so you
I
didn't
can't
see signs
speak
of decline?
To that directly.
So you didn't see any.
I didn't see the president frequently, and I can tell you I can't speak to that directly.
Oh, give me a freaking break, you liar. You can't speak to that directly. You can't speak to Biden's decline. Well, it gets better, though. Biden's own national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, spoke with Politico. He says he didn't know anything about Biden's cognitive decline until he watched the debate. Are you now, who in their right mind believes that Biden's national security advisor didn't see until he watched the debate from the comfort of his Barca lounger at home? Give me a break. Don't you know what on me and tell me it's raining, all right? You're the national security advisor. You mean to tell me you can't see that the president's got cognitive decline? Your job is to look for things. That's literally your job, is to be on the lookout for security and threats and watching people's faces to see if they might be a terrorist. You can't see his face to tell that he's out to lunch? Oh, stop it. Cut 15.
What happened in that debate was a shock to me. I think it was a shock to everybody. And I've made that point before.
Just finally, do you think, in retrospect, given everything that's happened, everything we've talked about today, it was a mistake for President Biden to try to run again?
One of the things about being national security advisor is that you're mercifully insulated from politics and political decision making. Oh. I was insulated from it to the point where, while I was national security advisor, my spouse was running for Congress, and I had strict rules about what I could even do to support my spouse, let alone be involved in political decision making, political calls in the White House. So I have not weighed in on those issues and would not weigh in on those issues.
That's not, okay. So you're the president's national security advisor. You just weren't around the president ever. You didn't talk to the president. You didn't brief the president. You just weren't around. I'm just not into politics. I'm just not into politics. Really. Give me a break. These people are such absolute liars. Do not believe them for a second. The lying that these people do, it's unbelievable. All right, we still have another half hour together, and then I'm getting out of here a little early tonight. My buddy Tom Aislabie, you'll be in for some great radio with Tom. He'll be taking over at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to head over to Fox News. I'll be on Ingram Engel at 7, like I've been shamelessly plugging throughout the entire show today. Dr. Mike Veneria, my man, my dentist, the master of dental implants. Look, I know there's a lot of dentists out there, and I know there's a lot of chain dental offices out there, and I'm asking you, please, don't go to those. You want to see Dr. Mike. He's the best at what he does. What he does is give people amazing smiles. That's what you can get from Dr. Mike Veneria. So here's what you do. Go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. For over 10 consecutive years, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike, and they've said he is the best of the best 10 years in a row. You get a free implant consultation, and if you've had a consultation for complicated dental work, please get a second opinion with my buddy Dr. Mike. He's the man. He's my dentist. Mama Zioli discovered him for our family, but the entire Zioli family goes to Dr. Mike. And everybody that I've sent here has said the same thing to me. Rich, he is the best. He's great. The people in the office are wonderful. The music he plays, and he's a great conversationalist too. But most importantly, we are now in that part, picture season. You know what I mean? Weddings and summer barbecues and reunions and graduations. So get your smile ready with Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Producer Justin made a very astute observation when the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, who, by the way, did not enter a plea today in court, and will likely be scheduled for a July trial, did a big press conference outside the courthouse in Newark today and said it's horrible what happened to him. Oh, please. It's the greatest political gift you've ever been given. But Justin noticed something. So he said, Justin, let's play what he said, and then we'll get your take.
This is our David moment.
You said that reminded you of somebody else.
Yeah, I heard it immediately. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but I thought I had heard something very similar to that somewhere else before. And I sat there and I said, I looked through our audio archives, and I found another audio clip in our daily audio files that, the audience and you could take a listen to it and tell me if it sounds familiar.
Go ahead, please.
It's about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I Am Spartacus moment.
Interesting.
Very.
So the current mayor of Newark is copying the former mayor of Newark, Spartacus Booker, Count Grandstangelo Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band. That's an excellent observation. Very astute. Can you please play them back to back for us?
Yeah, 1 second. Let's see. We'll start off with Spartacus Booker this time.
It's about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I Am Spartacus moment.
This is our David moment.
There you go. Yep. You are right. You are correct, sir. Well done. Excellent. By the way, we have a chance for an isolated tornado in southern New Jersey tomorrow and a New Jersey Transit strike looming tomorrow. So while it's a fun Friday Eve, tomorrow, Friday, could be a big, gigantic headache for you if you use New Jersey Transit or if you're just going anywhere, because the National Weather Service is now saying that for South Jersey, an isolated tornado is possible in southern New Jersey. So I don't know exactly where in South Jersey, but obviously South Jersey is a big place.
Commute's going to be fun tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good time. I'm just telling you. So definitely plan ahead. If you can work from home, work from home. The strike could affect a lot of other things, too. More people using Amtrak if they can't get the train to New York. And so there's no guarantee the strike's going to happen. The deadline is tomorrow, so they could strike tomorrow. The idiot who's running the show over there, Murphy, his royal ruggedness, King Filthy Unaccountable, says he's in constant communication with them. But as of right now, they don't have a deal. So I'm just making you aware of that. I don't want to, like, you know, tell you that it's going to be a bad day or anything, but just be, you know, cognizant. And all you can do is prepare. That is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Cinnaminson and Woodbury locations for you, 856-786-2020, VeneriaDental.com. All right, so I have some other audio that I want to get to you for you, but there's a bunch of stuff that I just, in case you're just joining us, the president had a really, really incredibly successful trip. It was really outstanding. He got all these commitments for aid from these other countries, trillions and trillions of dollars. He spoke to the troops in Qatar. They just rolled out the red carpet for him. It was really, it still is. It's an ongoing, amazing trip. America is respected. America is back. And you could see how these people were looking at him with absolute respect and a little bit of fear, because they know that he's not somebody you mess with. And that is, in my opinion, the best way to keep the peace. The other big story of the day today is the case before the Supreme Court regarding birthright citizenship. And the other part of that case, which is this idea of these universal or nationwide injunctions. OK, look, And I've told you this all along. I always tell you what I believe. I never tell you what you want to hear. I would be highly, highly doubtful that the United States Supreme Court is going to rule that the 14th Amendment does not guarantee birthright citizenship. I'm not saying that they should not. I'm not saying that they would be correct. I'm just saying I think this court is not going to have the cojones to do it. Because John Roberts, at the end of the day, does not want to do something like that that would cause the kind of chaos that Brett Kavanaugh is basically envisioning, which is how you enforce it and then also deal with the people who've been born who may not be citizens. And you just say, OK, from this point going forward or not. So I would, if I'm a betting man, I'm predicting a 5-4 or 6-3 that the other cases stand, the four cases before that, and that the 14th Amendment guarantees birthright citizenship. Do I think it does? No, I don't. And I've told you that before. I've explained and I think I've articulated my argument with you several times on that point. But I also understand the politics and the reality of the Supreme Court. Look, maybe I'll be wrong. I was very happy when they overturned Roe v. Wade. I thought that this could be the moment. I was optimistic that they could. I was nervous that they wouldn't. But I believe that they would, because you had enough justices on there now and you had the cover of the fact that it's not in the Constitution. You had the cover of the fact of saying that this leaves it up to the states. You had all these things. And so I was optimistic that they would rule to overturn Roe in that case. This one, though, I'm not. I'm not, because I think that John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett would look at this and say that this would cause, and maybe even Kavanaugh too, just too much calamity, and they would just fall back on the precedent and say, no, maybe I'll be wrong. But I'm usually not with these things. I usually have a good gut instinct, and I don't think the Solicitor General really stuck the landing today in his arguments. And so what they could do, and what I'm anticipating they do, is they don't rule on birthright citizenship right away. They remand it down and the arguments proceed, and it may proceed for quite some time. And the executive order is put on hold, obviously, and it just proceeds through the court. And then ultimately, at some point, the Supreme Court may hear it, may not hear it, but the issue just kind of goes away. But the issue of the universal injunctions and whether or not that gets resolved, that may get resolved by the court. That may get some clarity from the court and how they want to handle these things going forward. Because you clearly have judges who are auditioning for a seat on the Supreme Court, just issuing an injunction without having hearings, without having a trial, without having anything. And then you just, you know, the executive order is on hold. This exchange between Amy Coney Barrett and the Solicitor General of the United States, John Sauer, a little bit long here, but I think it's worth understanding this back and forth here and why, you know, I'm skeptical of the court overturning birthright citizenship. I'm also skeptical, kind of the court. They may not even really rein in these judges with universal injunctions, even though they should. I don't know where Barrett and I don't know where Roberts go on this, because their mindset on this. Well, take a listen and you can come up with your conclusion here. This is cut number 9.
And opinions and judgments here. Did I understand you correctly to tell Justice Kagan that the government wanted to reserve its right to maybe not follow a Second Circuit precedent, say, in New York, because you might disagree with the opinion?
Our general practice is to respect those precedents, but there are circumstances when it is not a categorical practice.
This administration's practice or the longstanding practice of the federal government? And I'm not talking about in the Fourth Circuit, are you going to respect a Second Circuit? I'm talking about within the Second Circuit. And can you say, is that this administration's practice or a longstanding one?
As I understand it, longstanding policy of the Department of Justice. Yes, that we generally, as it was phrased to me, generally respect circuit precedent, but not necessarily in every case. And some examples might be a situation where we're litigating to try and get that circuit precedent overruled and so forth.
Well, okay, so I'm not talking about a situation in which, you know, the Second Circuit has a case from 1955 and you think it's time for it to be challenged. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in this kind of situation. I'm talking about this week the Second Circuit holds that the executive order is unconstitutional, and then what do you do the next day or the next week?
Generally, we follow
those. So you're still saying generally?
Yes.
And you still think that it's generally the policy, longstanding policy of the federal government to take that approach?
That is my understanding.
Okay, so... But it sounds to me like you accept a Cooper versus Aaron kind of situation for the Supreme Court, but not for, say, the Second Circuit. Like where you would respect the opinions and the judgments of the Supreme Court, and you're saying you would respect the judgment, but not necessarily the opinion of a lower court.
And again, and I think in the vast majority of instances, our practice has been to respect the opinion as well, in the circuits as well, but my understanding is that has not been a categorical practice in the way respect for the precedents and the judgments of the Supreme Court has been.
So you're not hedging at all with respect to the precedent of this court?
That is correct. I believe the quotation from our application directly addresses that, and we stand by that completely.
Okay.
See, what I worry about is Roberts and Barrett saying that they've got to preserve the rulings of the lower courts, and that they're looking at this from that kind of a level. But at the same time, when you have these universal injunctions and these judges just going rogue and doing this stuff, I think it undermines the court. I think it undermines the legitimacy, and the Supreme Court has to protect the legitimacy of the court. It has to. So we'll see how all this goes. You know, they always say don't try to gather like too much of a prediction based on arguments before the court. But I told you a year ago, I told you months ago, I have a hard time seeing this court, the Roberts court, overturn birthright citizenship. They should, based on the true historical context of the 14th Amendment. But I think the court is going to fall back on precedent of the court and not. So, you know, we'll see how I'm right. If I'm right with that prediction, and they may not do it for a while. It may not be anytime soon. Roberts likes to, if he can avoid a sweeping ruling, he'll avoid a sweeping ruling. You know, if he can send it back down to a lower court and have them do it, he'll try to do that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
But by the way, you know, one thing is very obvious here with Biden. They should have invoked the 25th Amendment against him. They should have used the 25th Amendment. And everybody involved in that cover-up of Joe Biden, who said that they didn't see his cognitive decline, and then now everybody's saying they saw his cognitive decline, that debate was June. That debate was June. So do me a favor, Justin. Let's play again the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, who claims he didn't see it until that debate night. All right, so he's the National Security Advisor. So his job is to make sure that the United States of America is safe. And he advises the President of the United States of America, the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. He advises him on how to keep the United States of America safe and secure. Jake Sullivan claims up until that debate, he did not see it. Okay, cut 15.
What happened in that debate was a shock to me. I think it was a shock to everybody. And I've made that point before.
Just finally, do you think, in retrospect, given everything that's happened, everything we've talked about today, it was a mistake for President Biden to try to run again?
One of the things about being National Security Advisor is that you're mercifully insulated from politics and political decision making.
Okay, shut up right there. Stop it. Stop. Let's assume that's true. Let's assume he's not lying, and he's totally lying, but let's assume he's not lying. And the first time he ever saw that was the debate. And he goes, oh my God, I can't believe this. That debate was June. Biden's term did not end till January 20th. So you're telling me that for the next 6 months, that guy was okay to do the job? That guy was okay to do the job. Give me a freaking break. They should have absolutely 100% used the 25th Amendment against Joe Biden and got him out of there. And all the people in the White House who coveted their power and did not do that, they all deserve to be investigated for that, because America was at risk. Because our commander-in-chief was hiding his own Easter eggs. And you know it, and I know it, and they know it. Bottom line. All right, listen, my buddy Tom Aislebee is going to take over. He's terrific. Stay tuned for him and join me tonight at 7 on Ingram Engel on Fox News Channel. Okay, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I'm so happy we have our new sponsor this week, Tri-County Auto. They're fantastic. I love this. I'm so excited about this fact. Because, you know, the reality is that American cars are all the rage right now. And this is your chance to get your hands on a really great one at a great dealership. Now, they're in Limerick, but they're so close to King of Prussia, Exton, Collegeville, right off Route 422, excuse me. And here's what you get. You're going to have an incredible experience. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Go to TriCountyCDJR.com. You can see their inventory, their specials. They have employee pricing going on. They have used, that, or I should say, pre-owned. You don't say used. Pre-owned cars that start at under $20,000. An incredible service. And here's the best part about Tri-County. You can trust them. That's the best part. They are trustworthy, honest people. Brian Krieger and his team, personal friend of mine. They've been supporters of the Travis Manion Foundation Radiothon, helping our veterans. And they've been supporters of this show and our station. and it's outstanding. And they're so easy to get to. You can also go to tricountytoyota.com to see more if you're interested in driving a Toyota. And more of those are now made in the United States of America. So whether it's a rugged Jeep Wrangler or it's a sporty Jeep Compass or you want to have one of those beautiful, beautiful pickup trucks, whatever you like, they have the selection in stock at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, beautiful American-made cars you can be proud of. Go to tricountycdjr.com to see more or pop in right off Route 422, our brand new sponsor, Tri-County Auto, tricountycdjr.com or tricountytoyota.com. See them today.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.